Brother Cirillo's 70th year of ministry, 65 years of marriage. My God, there's never been an anointing upon him like I have seen that God has released upon him as he's brought him through this incredible miracle. So you just get ready, because tonight is going to be an incredible night of blessing, impartation, and hearing from the prophet of God. And without any further ado, I see Brother Cirillo's line has popped up on the screen. I want to say thank you, Brother Cirillo, on behalf of 1,000-plus of our partners that are calling from all across North America, Canada, every state in the United States, for calling us to this special Passover prayer conference call. And I want us to join together, even though we can't scream and shout, but you can just thank God in your home for God's servant, Dr. Morris Cirillo. Brother Cirillo, thank you.
Thank you, Greg. Well, this prayer ministry conference call is to minister, are you ready for this, the greatest blessing that God has anointed me with to give to you at this particular season. Seasons are so important to God. We just celebrated yesterday the Good Friday season, remembering the price that God allowed his precious Son to pay for us by giving his life and shedding his blood for the forgiveness of our sins and for the deliverances. And I can tell you, there is an anointing upon me tonight as I have never felt on these phone conference ministry calls, because God is a spirit. That means he is not only with me here where I am, and I'll tell you about that in just a moment, but he is right there where you are. We are going to celebrate tomorrow what we call Easter. It doesn't really matter if that was the day that Jesus really did arise from the grave. Right, beloved? What difference does the day make? But what is of incredible importance is the fact the grave could not hold him. Death could not bind him. Satan could not enchain him. But that he broke the chains of hell and death and overcame the devil, and God brought him forth out of the grave. Well, let me tell you tonight, there's an anointing on this call for God to bring to you a place of newness of life. Are you ready? Remember, the same spirit. Somebody say it right where you are in your home. Say it. The same spirit. Say it again, the same spirit that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead dwells in us. Beloved, whether you're in New York, whether you're in Miami, whether you're in Los Angeles, whether you're in San Diego, California, doesn't matter where you are, I tell you that the resurrection power, if you are God's child, is alive in you. And you know what happens when that resurrection spirit, that resurrection power is alive in you? The Bible says it quickens. Are you ready? Oh my God, I think about the great miracle that God gave to me. A miracle unlike any miracle I've ever experienced in 70 years. If you haven't seen this miracle, watch. I'll be coming to a city near you. Be sure you get into the meeting, because you're not only going to see with your own eyes the incredible power of God at work, you'll see where God took a hole in my leg and where he took new skin, supernatural skin, grew it over my leg, and where I was destined to die and crippled in a wheelchair, he raised me up and gave me a new body and a new life and a new anointing. And that's why I am on this prayer ministry conference call to you today, is to release that same spirit. Not a spirit that looks like it, but the same spirit that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead. That same spirit is alive inside you. Put your hand on your chest right now before I go one step further. And I want you to say, my body, say it. My body, say it. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Did you know that there is no power that can come against you? Sickness, disease, problems, family circumstances are all going to go now under that anointing of the Holy Spirit that's inside you. Oh, praise God. I can feel it so strong. Partners, I am here in Charlotte, North Carolina. I've been invited by Sid Roth to tape a special program. It's called It's Supernatural. Brother Sid asked me if I would please come and show on his program and share the miraculous healing testimony that I have just experienced. Well, in Charlotte, North Carolina, you remember, it's also David, my son, and a lot of our grandkids that are living here in Charlotte. So I'm having the opportunity with Grandma to be able to spend a little bit of time. But God has given me a powerful revelation for you this Passover. Many Christians don't understand what Passover is. That's why it's so important to keep this celebration. Passover commemorates the time when God miraculously delivered his people, Israel, from the bondage of Egypt. I'm telling you, there's an anointing on this prayer conference call as we together celebrate the Passover and remember the efficacious work and the foreshadowing of what God gave to us through this Lamb, because every family, all of Israel, each family had to sacrifice a lamb, their very best lamb. It couldn't be a second best, which had to be a type. It was a shadow of the Lamb of God that John spoke about. In Hebrew, this is known as the Pesach, P-E-S-A-C-H. You know what it means? It means to pass over. Because the death angel passed over the Jewish homes when the killing of the Egyptian firstborn child on the first Passover evening took place. And in Exodus, God said, take to every man in the 12th chapter a lamb. Your lamb has to be without blemish. That's why Jesus could be that type, that foreshadow, because he was perfect. And you shall observe the feast of the unleavened bread, for this is that selfsame day have I brought your enemies out over the land of Egypt. Therefore shall ye observe this day in your generations by an ordinance forever. In other words, this Passover remembrance of the greatest blessing and the greatest deliverance that God gave was to be observed. And the Bible tells us again and again in Exodus 23, three times thou shalt keep a feast unto me in the year. In other words, God commanded us in Exodus 12:24, and ye shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever. In other words, God was saying, remember what I have done as a foreshadow of what was going to be fulfilled in Christ Jesus. Remember it forever and observe it over and over and over and over and over again. Why? Because God wanted us to know that his deliverance was for us. God wanted us to know that his blessing that he gave to Egypt, because when Israel marched out of Egypt, the Bible tells us that the Egyptians gave to the Israelites all their wealth, all their gold, all their silver, all their precious stones. And I'm telling you, there is an incredible outpouring right now at this moment, if you'll only believe the word of the prophet, 2 Chronicles 20:20. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, and so shall you prosper. Amos 3:7, God will do nothing except he first reveals his secrets unto his servants, the prophets. I'm telling you that there is coming upon God's people, there is coming upon you a greater blessing, a greater anointing, a greater deliverance, a greater provision of wealth than you have ever experienced before. The truth of this is so powerful that the Lord commands us, observe it every year. Don't ever forget what I can do. This Passover, I believe you're going to see God's supernatural power with an experience of miracles. Deliverances from addiction. I can sense it right now over this phone ministry. I sense impossible situations that have held you back for a long time are going to be broken right now in Jesus' name through the anointing of God that's upon my life, that's flowing over this phone, that's coming into your life now. Financial struggles. During the Passover, God is going to release. Oh, I wish I had time on this phone to talk to you in depth. God tells us that there's an angel that he is going to release. God tells us he's going to be an enemy to our enemies, an adversary to our adversaries. God says that you are going to have your bread blessed and your water blessed. God says, I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. God says, unto you will be increased the inheritance of the land. And God says, I will set thy bounds from the Red Sea even unto the Sea of the Philistines, and from the desert unto the river, for I will deliver the inhabitants of your land. And I tell you, that promise of God that came upon Israel during that great Passover season is now flowing into you. And God says, you shall have my covenant, which shall be an everlasting covenant forever and forever. I've got to pray right now. But God says to us in Deuteronomy 16:16, are you ready? With your hand on that phone right now, I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray that this incredible blessing of all blessings will flow through this conference call from the crown of your head, oh, beloved, to the sole of your feet. God tells us when he walks us through this incredible blessing of all blessings, he tells us, Deuteronomy 16:16, no one should appear before the Lord empty-handed. I pray that today, even if you have given a Passover offering before, through the mail or in some way, I pray that there will be an anointing of God that will rise up where your faith will come to a new level in God, and you will lay before him that perfect offering, which is the Passover offering. And as you give this Passover offering in just a moment, I want you to praise God for your Passover miracles. Make this Passover, thus saith the Lord, 2017, your appointed time where you're going to take hold of God's supernatural blessing, his supernatural health, his supernatural deliverance, his supernatural overcoming ability, his supernatural prosperity, and his supernatural abundance. Father, I thank you because there's no distance with you. That same anointing that came upon me, crippled, hole in my leg, and swept into my room, and healed me, and grew flesh on my body. I pray for every person holding that phone in their hand right now, that the same presence of Almighty God will sweep over their life, their family, and may they understand their body is the abiding place of the third person of the Trinity, and therefore all power is given unto them, as was given unto Jesus, both in heaven and in earth. Beloved partner, there's no way, as I close this call, how much I could tell you I love you, what you mean to me. You know, there was a great time during the past 12 months I couldn't get out, because of being paralyzed and dying. And we weren't able to have meetings and to raise the necessary funds that we needed to go to the nations of the world. This year, I will go to 30 nations because I'm healed and I'm well. But I need you to pray about God using you to raise the level of your faith and to stand with me in prayerful financial support. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I love you. God bless you.
Wow, praise the Lord. What a presence, what a blessing of God that has been released over every single one of us. Now, what I want to do is give you a phone number you can call. Prayer ministers are standing by right now, not only to receive your Passover offering, but also to agree in prayer with you for whatever need need you are facing, I tell you, there is an open heaven. There is an open window of God that is over us tonight. The prophet of God has spoken. I want to give you the phone number. It's 1-800-508-0949. And I want to encourage you. My God, Brother Cirillo shared the scripture from Deuteronomy that how we are not to come before the Lord empty-handed. God is not trying to get something from us. He's trying to get something to us. And this is what the Lord really spoke to me as Brother Cirillo was ministering, and Jerry and I have seen this happen in our lives. The anointing that you sow into is the anointing that you receive. And my God, what an incredible example Morris and Teresa are. My God, look at their physical health at 85 and 86 years of age, this incredible healing. If you need God to do something in your physical body, why don't you just obey him tonight? Why don't you do what the Bible says? It says, prove me and see if I will not pour out. Look at the anointing in Morris and Teresa's marriage. Maybe you're facing a circumstance in your family, in your marriage with one of your children or grandchildren. You know that when the blood of the Passover was put upon the doorpost, the Bible said that God passed over. No plague came near those dwellings. And I declare to you tonight as we sow our Passover offering tonight, that somebody is going to see God reverse a curse over your home, over your household, over a loved one. It really is our opportunity as we bring our gift tonight. 1-800-508-0949. Look at Brother Cirillo's financial life. This is a man that has not become enriched because of the ministry. God, he has not taken a salary from this ministry in all of my years, 30 years. God has blessed him supernaturally. God has given him favor in investments, given him wisdom, and God wants to cancel every debt. God wants to release financial favor. We have seen it, Jerry and I. We sow into this ministry. We believe in this ministry. We believe that it's important where you sow your seed, the kind of soil. Operators are standing by, 1-800-508-0949. Now, Brother Cirillo has prepared a free gift for every person on this call. The book that he was teaching and ministering from tonight is called The Power of the Blood. It's a brand new book. It is Brother Cirillo's gift just for you calling our prayer minister and sowing any amount of an offering. And not only will you receive the power of the blood, but you will also receive Marked for God's Commanded Blessing. Brother Cirillo felt led to include this incredible prophetic word. You are marked for God's commanded blessing. And these are two books that the Lord will reveal his purpose, his plan to bless you, the power of the blood, what this Passover is all about, what we have received. And these are Brother Cirillo's gifts. You can go to the website if you would like to make your Passover gift there, mcwe.com. And those offers are right there, the power of the blood. It says, sow your Passover offering, and whatever amount you're sowing tonight. Now, if you're one of our club members or you're somebody that has made a commitment to the ministry financially, everything you sow tonight will go 100% toward that commitment, toward that club membership, or if you have any kind of an outstanding commitment, everything that you give tonight will go 100% toward that. And you'll also receive this brand new message, The Power of the Blood, and Marked for God's Commanded Blessing. And you can do that by calling 1-800-508-0949, or you can go to the website, which is what I'm going to do. When I get off this call, the Lord already spoke to me during Brother Cirillo's message tonight, what Jerry and I are to sow. I'm going straight to the website, and it's the quickest way, and I just want to release it as quick as possible, but you may want to have someone pray with you, and to do that, you should call. Prayer ministers are standing by, 1-800-508-0949. So I want to go ahead and release you. If you were on this call from the beginning and you've received the message, now is our time to not just hang up the phone and go back to business as usual, but let's respond. Let's show God our faith. Let's bring a special offering of thanks to our Lord, my God, for what He has done. Everything you give tonight will go 100% toward the ministry, the gospel going to the nations of the world, legacy. None of this goes to, you don't even need to hear this, but none of this goes to anybody personally. This goes 100% for Israel, 100% for the nations of the world, 100% for legacy. But the important thing is, this is your opportunity and my opportunity. I'm excited to be able to sow a special offering at this special season after hearing the word of the Lord from Brother Cirillo. And I just want to encourage you tonight. You'll receive the power of the blood marked for God's commanded blessing. They are gifts Brother Cirillo has selected, prepared. They'll be sent out Monday or Tuesday. You'll have them very soon. But it's important tonight, when we hear a word from God like we heard tonight, to respond to it. The anointing that you sow into is the anointing you receive. I believe that somebody is going to see a turnaround in your family circumstance, in a physical circumstance, in a financial circumstances. Brother Cirillo, Teresa are incredible examples of this blessing that he talked about tonight that will be released into our life, into our finances, into our physical circumstances, into our family. And again, if you have a club commitment, if you have been invited to join at a certain level of club commitment, everything you give tonight will go 100%. So why not use this time, my God, and get a double blessing? You're going to get the blessing of being a club member, but you're also going to get the blessing of sowing in this Passover season. Again, the number is 1-800-508-0949. Phone ministers are standing by, not only ready to receive your offering, but my God, they are anointed tonight, and they are. This is not some just outsourced company that we use, but these are prayer ministers. These are partners of the ministry who are volunteer prayer ministers. These are staff members of the ministry. These are men and women that are anointed, that have received the anointing from Morris and Teresa's life, and they are ready to agree in prayer with you for your family, for whatever need you're facing tonight. And that's really also a big part of this phone conference. It's not just us receiving the word from the prophet of God. It's not just us responding to that and asking God what he would have us to do, how he would have us to sow. But it's also just this continuation of prayer that Brother Cirillo prayed, now you agreeing one-on-one with one of our prayer ministers. They will stay on the lines as long as your calls keep coming in. The quickest way, if you just want to sow a gift, is to go to mcwe.com, and you can sow your gift. That's what I'm going to be doing here in just about 2 minutes, and I'm going to get my Passover offering in the ground and get that done on the website. But you can also use the phone number 800. It's toll-free, 508-0949. Every single person that calls and gives any amount will receive the power of the blood. And it's a powerful, powerful message, how that the blood of Jesus Christ, how it's applied over you at the moment of your salvation, how it cleanses us, how it releases new beginnings in our life. You know that when God instructed Moses on Passover, he said that this month, this Passover month will be the first month of the year for you. It's really a time of new beginnings, and that's what happens. That's the power of the blood of Jesus. It releases new beginnings into your life. Lamb's blood replaces your blood. Jesus, who knew no sin, became sin so that we could be made the righteousness of God. The blood of Jesus makes us set apart, sacred to God, and then marked for God's commanded blessing, an incredible prophetic word, how you are marked for God's blessing, how his blessing is forever settled, how he intends you to live in his favor. You are blessed of the Lord. God has placed his name at stake. You are the head and not the tail. You are marked for God's name to receive all that he has. Two powerful, powerful messages that Brother Srila wants to get in your hands as his gift as you sow your Passover offering tonight. Now, if you came on the call a little bit late, you missed the beginning of the call, I'm going to give you a phone number that you can call and listen to a recording of the entire phone conference. It was only about 20 or so minutes, but my God, it was so power-packed. And to listen to a recording, it's almost the same number you call, but it's a little bit different. I want to give it to you now if you want to write this down. It is 712-432-5016. So you dialed 5015. Just dial 5016 to listen to the recording, and then enter conference ID 25792#. And so if you would like to listen to the entire phone conference from the very beginning all the way through, maybe hear it again, this is what you will do. Dial 1-712-432-5016 and then enter conference ID 25792#. Well, we want to thank you. I know Morris and Teresa love you so much, and they took time out of their day with their grandchildren, with Dave and Barbara, and the whole family is together in Charlotte. And Brother Srila shut himself away in a very special room there at Dave and Barbara's house just to be on this call with you, because you are family, and that really is how Brother and Sister Srila feel about you. Your burdens are their burdens. Your victories are their victories. And I just want to encourage you to stay connected with Morris and Teresa. Stay connected with them in prayer. Stay connected with them financially. There really is an incredible truth to the anointing that you sow into. That's the anointing that you receive. And God gave Brother Srila this mandate to pass on from his life the incredible health, the incredible anointing, the incredible family and marriage. I mean, 65 years of marriage, a debt-free life, an incredible physical healing and health. I looked at Brother Srila on Sid Roth the other day, and my God, he looked like he was a 40-year-old man. I mean, it was absolutely, it's just incredible. It's one of the greatest miracles, just his physical presence and Teresa. And my God, that's what I want to look like when I'm 85, 86, if the Lord tarries. And so I just want to encourage you. Of course, we're sowing it to the Lord tonight, but you know, there is a difference in soil. There's a difference in season, and there's something that happens when you sow in this soil and in this ministry that comes upon you. So I want to give you the numbers again, then I'm going to close us, and so you have time. You can go ahead and be released to call 1-800-508-0949. Look, if the number is busy, call it again, or if you want, you could use the website mcwe.com and sow your very special Passover offering. To listen to a recording of this call, what you would do is dial 712-432-5016 and then enter conference ID 25792#. So, Father, I just thank you, God, for each of your people, Lord, who joined by the thousands tonight, Lord, to be a part of this conference call. Lord, I thank you for Morris, Teresa, God, their love for you, God, their obedience, Lord, the privilege of standing by their side. Father, I just ask that you would speak to each one of us that are still on this call what you would have us to do, what you would have us to sow. And Lord, I thank you that it's not a debt that we owe, but it's a seed that we sow. And Lord, you have so much more that you want to release back to us, Lord. And we just thank you that as we worship you with our giving tonight, Lord, that you would open the windows of heaven, pour out a blessing that there is not room enough to contain. You told me, God, that you were going to turn families around tonight. And so, Lord, I just asked that a great 21-day family miracle would be released. We've seen it in our family, Lord, as we've sown in obedience to you into this ministry. God, that you would touch physical bodies. Lord, that you would break a debt. Lord, that you would give favor, that you would cause, Lord, a financial blessing to come from unexpected places, God, into each one of our lives tonight. Even as you blessed Morris and Teresa, God, we have a right to that same blessing tonight, Lord, as we partner with them. And so, Lord, we thank you for the privilege of doing that tonight in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen and amen. God richly bless you. Have a very wonderful Resurrection Sunday tomorrow. Those of you that are in Chicago, Detroit, Toronto, we will see you next week. Check the calendar on the website, mcwe.com, to see when Brother Strillo is coming to your city for an incredible night of miracles soon. He will be in New York and in Calgary and in Winnipeg and in Philadelphia and Washington, D.C. Incredible. All the dates are on the website, mcwe.com. Well, God bless you tonight for being a part of this special prayer phone conference. Our next phone conference will be July the 15th. We have one every quarter. Remember this, you are a part of God's end time plan. You're a part of something tonight. You're not just kind of floating around, but you are a part of God's end time plan. And God has not planned any defeats for you. Stay encouraged tonight. Weary not in well-doing, because your due season, I believe we are stepping into it even today. We will reap if we faint not. And so God bless you tonight as you serve him, as you worship him, and as you sow your offering tonight. We thank you for your obedience, and may God bless you in Jesus' name.